The Israel Report with Rolly Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good afternoon, Rolly Marks. How are you?
Good afternoon, Kathy, Kayla, and I have to like introduce myself to Kamo. I mean, we haven't met. Kamo, we haven't met, but I'm Rolene.
Nice to meet you, Rolene.
She's a little scary, Kamo.
I don't think so. Doesn't sound like it.
No. Only because we're on the side of her. We're on her good side. You don't want to be on the other side. No, are you kidding me?
The reputation that precedes me.
We don't want to be fighting with you, Rolene. Okay, darling, listen. Can we please talk about some news?
Okay, well, it looks like Hamas will not be getting their monthly electricity bailout money from Qatar anymore. In fact, Qatar's envoy to the Gaza Strip, Mohammed Al-Amadi, has said that the Kingdom of Qatar is extremely disappointed that there hasn't been progress with infrastructure development, and therefore they will be cutting their $10 million electricity bill money from April.
When did they give it to them? I think it was about 6 months ago, wasn't it?
Yes, it wasn't too long ago, and they said, you know, this is on condition that they start to see some kind of sign that Hamas, who are the rulers or custodians of the Gaza Strip, do something about giving back to their civilians. And we know where that money goes to. It goes towards building tunnels. Yeah. It goes towards firing 540 rockets in one day and a continuous slew of terror attacks on Israel, which does nothing to improve the lives of civilians in Gaza. So Qatar now smacking Hamas where it hurts and saying, you are going to be in the dark.
You know what's so sad? Sorry, sir.
No, go for it.
I just think that life is just getting harder and harder and worse for the people of Gaza. And it's so tragic, Rolene.
So I was going to go to a similar place, Kathy. I was going to say between the Israeli tax revenue, which is being reduced by hundreds of millions in shekels, as well as this blow. I mean, Rolene, this doesn't all go well for a peaceful couple of months, does it?
No, it doesn't. And it should be a lesson. You know, one would hope that these two entities, both Hamas and Fatah, would wake up and say, you know what, at the end of the day, we're going to have to come to the negotiating table. And I'm going to throw in another ingredient to the mix, then couple this or triple this with the Arab world saying that, you know, the plight of the Palestinians right now is not the issue. We need to sort out Iran and the threat that Iran poses to the region before we do anything about resolving the Palestinian issue. So, you know, there's pressure coming from all sides, and, you know, one would hope that common sense would prevail and they would say, you know what, enough is enough. We're not accomplishing anything with violence or with terror or for creating this economy of terror. Let's start focusing on our civilians because they need and they deserve our focus.
Gosh, I hope so. Rolene, this very, very serious topic of French anti-Semitism, which seems to have been a little bit out of control lately. Talk to us.
Well, it is out of control. In fact, it is up some 74% on the previous year. That would be in 2017 to 2018. And as we speak, just literally hours after 80 graves have been vandalized with swastikas, there are marches against anti-Semitism taking place all over France today. And the French are joined by former presidents. And the message that is being put out there is enough is enough. So this is the first time we've seen France unite against anti-Semitism. And some of the footage I've got coming in and some of the quotes I've got coming in, one from Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, who says, those who attack Jews want to end Israel. And coupled with that, guys, is the fact that a group of French parliamentarians later this week will be introducing a resolution to the country's National Assembly that are equating, or that will equate, anti-Zionism as a form of anti-Semitism. And they say that they've been looking at the common roots of anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism for several weeks, and they have concluded that hatred of Israel is the new way of hating Jews. The leader of this is Sylvain Mellard. He is the deputy for France's ruling centre-right ELREM party, and he heads this anti-Semitism study group. And he said, "We can criticise the government of Israel, but not question the very existence of the state. Nobody questions the existence of the French state or the German state." And just this weekend, the New Zealand Herald posted a statement in their newspaper saying exactly the same thing. You can criticize policy, but you have no right to say a state has no right to exist, which is what BDS, or for the far left and the far right, are saying. And if this bill is legislated, it will make anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism a crime in France, which is very, very welcome legislation indeed, and we hope resonates with other countries around Europe.
Wow, absolutely fascinating. Who would have thought in France, of all places, that they would be talking about a law like that? I've got to tell you, I'm quite surprised. Happily surprised,
absolutely,
but surprised. Yeah, bring us up to date with the goings on with the election in Israel.
Well, but let's just get back to France for a sec, because I want to touch on a few things. You know, we've seen this rise of this phenomenon called the Yellow Vest, the far left that initially formed to protest rising fuel prices. And they used terminology like calling President Macron a Jewish, I don't know if you can say the word on radio, but we'll lighten and call him a prostitute. They defaced the face of Simone Veil. Simone Veil was a national treasure of France for her work in gender equality, women's rights. She was a justice. She was also a Holocaust survivor. And in this past weekend, the appalling abuse that was hurled at French philosopher Alain Finkielkraut in Paris. And I think the French have said, you know, enough is enough. And while some, you know, with their placards are saying, you know, no to homophobia, no to Islamophobia, the focus today is very much on anti-Semitism and saying that we, the French, unite against this. This is not the way of the French. But back to what you were asking me, we finally heard from Avigdor Lieberman, guys. You know, he was the one party leader that was kind of stum these past couple of weeks.
Yep.
What did he have to say?
Well, he's about to announce his slate, and it's going to be a little bit disappointing for him. Although we said it would be disappointing for Labour, and Labour are looking like they are having a resurgence. But according to today's polls, the Yisrael Biteinu party led by Avigdor Lieberman, who says that, you know, he's a hawk and has accused Benjamin Netanyahu as being a confused and capitulating leader. Oh, don't you just love election season, people? So much love. And polls today have Yisrael Biteinu 4 to 5 seats if they're lucky. They're hoping for 8 to 9 seats. They currently have 6 seats. So we wait with bated breath to hear what Avigdor Lieberman's going to say when he announces who's in on his ticket.
That story we spoke about yesterday isn't going away, and I'm referring to the I've just absolutely blanked out in 1 minute. I am
welcome to my world.
That is completely
You're a redhead.
Frightening.
I mean, you've got a very different world to any of us in studio.
That is true.
Poland has come back to me. That's not going away, Rolene. If anything, that seems
it's
to be hotting up.
It's not going away. It's getting worse. And today the United States have sided with Poland and said that Yisrael Katz, the newly minted foreign minister, I don't know for how long, because he's already caused a major diplomatic brouhaha on his first day with his new portfolio. But if you missed it yesterday, he said that Poles suckle anti-Semitism with their mother's milk, something that the Polish government find profoundly offensive. And Washington's ambassador to Poland says there is no place for comments like Israel Katz's comments. So a very harsh rebuke, and both demanding an apology from Israel.
And with Orban trying to make peace, who would have thought?
Who can't would make have thought?
Can't would make have it thought?
Up. Rolien Marx, we look forward to speaking to you again tomorrow. Thank you so much.
I'll speak to you guys. God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.